AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Five people have been killed in an ambush-style shooting during a backyard party in suburban Pittsburgh. Police say at least two gunmen are at large. Four women and a man were killed late Wednesday during the party in the borough of Wilkinsburg. Allegheny County Police said people scrambled toward the house as bullets began flying. Three people are hospitalized, two in critical condition. It was a Democratic presidential debate that focused at one point on the Republican frontrunner. Hillary Clinton was asked if she thinks Donald Trump is a racist because of his comments about migrants and others.
I think it's un-American. I think what he has promoted is not at all in keeping with American values.
Senator Bernie Sanders noted that it was Trump who started the birther controversy with President Obama.
The American people are never going to elect a president who insults Mexicans, who insults Muslims, who insults women, who insults African Americans.
Sound courtesy, Univision News. More than 3,000 people visited the casket of Nancy Reagan on the first day of a public viewing, and many more are expected on the second day. Cecil Richardson was one of those on hand at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library.
I'm a Reagan Republican, became a Republican under President Reagan, and I wanted to come pay my respects to the family, the Reagan family, and to come pray and meditate.
The former First Lady's invitation-only funeral is Friday. Honda has rolled out a new fuel cell vehicle, the first of its kind to be a five-seater. The zero-emissions Clarity may not sell in big numbers, though, given its price tag. The Clarity will go on sale in California later this year for about $60,000. This is AP Radio News. The tax refunds of thousands of workers are at risk because of a computer phishing scam aimed at W-2 records. Here's Warren Levinson.
What happens, says Stu Showerman, CEO of the security consultant KnowBe4, is that someone in HR or payroll gets an email tricked up to look like it's from the boss saying, please send me all our employee W-2 information. Of course, it's not from the boss. Where's this coming from?
Eastern Europe. These are Eastern Europe cyber mafias who do this for a living, and they're very good at it.
Some tech-savvy companies have been among the victims. Seagate, Snapchat. The Internal Revenue Service says it's seen a 400% increase in phishing and computer malware incidents this tax filing season. I'm Warren Levinson.
The man known to cable TV viewers as Chumlee on the reality show Pawn Stars is in jail in Las Vegas. Austin Lee Russell arrested on felony, weapon, and drug charges. Police say officers were searching a search warrant when they found the items. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.